people with real jobs.
Hello? Oh.
Self-employed people. Which do you want to be? This is Certifiably Unemployable. It's time to fire the boss and become self-employed. Maybe you need a push to get that business or side gig going that you've been dreaming about for years. And if you're an entrepreneur, you can listen to stories and get experience from people who've done it. Get ready to change your life. Broadcasting from the compound, this is Certifiably Unemployable. And this is Sean Dean.
Welcome to Certifiably Unemployable. I am your host, Sean Dean. And once again, we want to thank you for being a part of your busy week. Certifiably Unemployable will always be your one-stop shop for support, for everything you need to be a successful entrepreneur. You know, I don't have all the knowledge. I want to give you real-time things that are happening. I want to give you real results. I want to give you real stories. And that's why I always bring on fantastic guests. And we've had a lot of blessings over the past 7-8 months since we started Certifiably Unemployable. And we've got a lot of really exciting guests coming up. One of the topics we're going to be talking about here in the near future is we're going to be educating people on different business models and why you should or should not do those business models. You know, maybe you've looked into starting a franchise, or maybe you've looked into getting into real estate, or maybe you've looked into becoming professional network marketer, or maybe you're a freelance artist and you're looking to expand upon that. So one of the things that I wanted to just really focus on today, and I don't anticipate this show today being super long because I don't have a guest. I'm just kind of sharing some knowledge from the heart and things that I've been through. And one of the main things that I want to remind everybody of, because we've talked about this a couple of times here on Certifiably Unemployable, as we go into the final days of the first quarter of 2021, I want to remind everybody how time flies, right? Whether we're having fun or we're not, time flies. And we always say the older we get, the faster time goes. But as an entrepreneur, you always have a lot of things happening. You're aggressive, things are moving fast. And so I want to remind you to stay open-minded and to keep things in focus. And what I mean by that is, because we're moving so fast, things will change, right? And what your business looks like today is not going to be what your business looks like in a month or two or next year. And you want to remain open-minded. And just to give you a story of what I've dealt with personally, back in the early part of the 2000s, actually prior to that, I was always doing part-time entrepreneur stuff. I was, you know, in network marketing. I was doing some side hustles, always looking for that opportunity because I knew that I was born to be self-employed, born to be an entrepreneur. My father always owned his own business. So that was something that was always a part of my life. So many of my relatives were self-employed and they had things happening. I knew that that was going to be my thing. I had a performing background. I enjoyed performing. I enjoyed, you know, the instant gratification of being on stage and doing different things. Went to college to study musical theater and I loved it. And that's always going to be a passion of mine. But on the other hand, being an entrepreneur, I always looked at, well, I want some time freedom. And as much as I love doing theater and as much as I love being a part of that side of my life, which by the way, it still is, I also wanted something that I knew that I didn't have to look for something new every 3 to 4 months or every 6 months. A show ends, a contract ends. I didn't want to have to find another thing. Because to me, it became not a passion, but more of a job, right? And so I chose to find something inside of the business spectrum that was going to make sense. So I had just done 2 national tours. I decided to come back to Florida and just kind of take a deep breath, figure out what I was doing. I was actually working for my father, and he owned a t-shirt printing company, and that wasn't my passion. You know, my dad wanted me to take over the business. That was not something that excited me, something that I really wanted to do, you know, because I grew up around that business, and that just wasn't something that I wanted to do. I wanted my own thing, and so I had an opportunity to get into radio, being that I had a background in musical theater and performance. a gentleman that my father knew actually knew that I was a theater guy and said, hey, I've got an opening at my one of my radio stations, and I wanted to see if Sean would be interested. I think he'd do great. So I went in as an intern, went in and started understanding the techniques behind the microphone and learning different aspects of commercial radio, which that industry alone has so changed, right? With satellite and just everything going on. But nonetheless, don't want to get off track here. I got into radio and I actually really enjoyed it. So while I was in radio, I also knew that, well, I'm still wanting to get my own business started and everything else. And so I decided to do a couple of different things. And one of those things was I started DJing parties. I started DJing mobile parties and I started doing different things because people reaching out to me, they're like, Sean, do you DJ parties? Do you do weddings, private parties, things of that nature? And, you know, I loved music. I was always an avid music fan and being in radio, and I loved business and I'm a singer. So I love karaoke. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give that a shot. But I didn't have any capital. I didn't have anything to start with. And so what I did was I actually went to my mom and I said, Mom, I need to borrow $2,500. So my mom, always being my biggest fan, she loaned me $2,500. I started my business. I purchased my first amplifier, speakers, dual CD decks and all that to get my event business rolling. And I call it event business because that's what it ended up being. It ended up being an event business. And that's the whole point of today's episode is what my business started as was a mobile DJ company, right? A mobile DJ company. And this was something that I really wasn't even thinking about doing at the time, because being an entrepreneur and being somebody who aspired to have my own business, I kept my mind open. I wanted to make sure that my mind was always open. And if something presented itself, an opportunity presented itself, I wanted to be able to see without saying no, what was on the other side of that door, right? We've talked about when opportunity knocks, you answer the door. Well, a lot of entrepreneurs don't understand that concept, especially when they're starting, because they are so focused on what their business is today, they're not focused on what their business is going to be tomorrow. And that is the key, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to building a business, because not only do you want to evolve as an entrepreneur, but as a person, but you also want to evolve with the times. You want to look at technology. You want to look at the marketplace. You want to look at what's going on. So when I started this mobile DJ business, which, by the way, that was not part of my plan down the road, was I'm going to start a mobile DJ business, but it made sense. I enjoyed music. I had an opportunity being that I was in radio because I moved from an AM radio station to an FM radio station. I was doing the morning show, had a lot of contacts. So that was something that made sense for me. So I gave it a try. So from there, we started DJing private parties, weddings, things of that nature. But I wanted more. I wanted to expand my business because I saw that there was a need for a professional in that marketplace, because DJs are a dime a dozen, right? But I wanted to be more than just a DJ. I didn't want to just do nightclubs and things like that. That was never my thing. My thing was, as a performer, I wanted to be able to entertain. I wanted to be able to be the MC and allow people to have an event and leave with a great experience. You know, so I kind of took my theater thought process and my performance thought process into the whole thing of being a mobile DJ. But I decided I wanted more. And so I had met up with a photographer actually at a wedding, and he was wanting to build his photography business. And I said, well, why don't we partner up? You know, and when I was a mobile DJ company, I literally was meeting with people at Starbucks, at Barnes and Noble, just different places, because I didn't have an office space. And to me, that wasn't as professional as I wanted to be, but that was the best I could do. I mean, I wanted to meet them in a setting that made sense outside of bringing them into my home. So that's what everybody did in the industry. Photographers did that and everybody else. Because if you didn't have an office space, and if you couldn't afford an office space, then you found the better alternative, you know, meeting at a Starbucks or Barnes and Noble, like I mentioned. So when I brought on the photographer and we partnered up, we teamed up, we started to do more services within the event business. And now we offer DJ service and photography. Well, then I started getting brides asking me, well, do you know of any good musicians, any good violinists, any good bands? So I was like, you know what? I do know some. Maybe I can be that go-between to help my bride connect the dots and book that violinist. So I reached out to some violinists. I reached out to harpists and different string musicians and different people that would complement my business. And it would enable me to offer more of a service to my client. So we started booking musicians. Every once in a while, I had a bride that came in and she just wasn't interested in a DJ. So she wanted a band. So I did that as well. So I in essence became a booking agent at the same time. But overall, what I was doing was I was keeping my mind open and allowing my customer to determine what way my business need to be driven, right? So as we started building, we met a videographer that we wanted to work with. We started doing some videography in-house and brought that on board. And then I had an opportunity where I was like, you know what? We're doing the ceremonies. We're doing the receptions with music and everything else. Maybe we can start doing some setup of these events. Maybe we can actually start putting down chairs and we can set up an arch. We can do these different things for these wedding ceremonies. And where I was based in St. Augustine, Florida, there's so many weddings in that marketplace. The opportunity was endless. And so I met up with a husband and wife that owned a party rental store. And I thought, you know what? If I can start putting some items on my website and I start booking some of these wedding items, you know, maybe I can get a commission from that. You guys can do the setup. You guys can do the delivery. I will just be the guy that gets everything set up. And they said, you know what? Let's think about that. So they came back to me about a week later and said, you know, we're interested in working with you. However, we're interested in you just buying our entire business. And I went to them and I said, you know, okay, let me think about it. Now at the time, I had already been able to pay off my mom and everything else. So I didn't have any debt inside the business, but my revenue wasn't strong enough where it was going to 100% support me. I was still working in radio. And I was like, you know, how am I going to buy a party rental store with no revenue? But I didn't want to close that opportunity down because I knew that there was something there. So I sat down and I listened and I wanted to see what my opportunity was, because you got to understand when people approach you and when there's an opportunity, you don't know how bad that person wants out of that business. You don't know their situation. Their situation was they had an opportunity to buy another store down south. They were debating on managing the store up here because they weren't going to live in St. Augustine anymore. They were going to live further down South Florida, but they decided that, you know what, maybe it's better if we find a person like Sean to buy the business and we don't have to worry about it. So we made it work. I looked at what resources I had available to me, and I was able to then get into the rental business. So now I became a full service event business. And this was over a course of, I would say, 3 years. So initially what my business started as was a mobile DJ company where I was DJing weddings myself. Then I started adding where I was, you know, booking out musicians and things. But then it got to the point to where now I was working 7 days a week, doing different things. So I had to bring on other DJs and everything else. And so I want you to be reminded every single day that your business today is going to be different tomorrow. And there's nothing wrong with that. What you want to be able to do is you want to be able to lay all your cards on the table and decide which one of these makes the most sense for where I want to go. Even if you have a 5-year plan, a 2-year plan, a 10-year plan, whatever your plan is, don't force yourself to just stick to that plan only. Because things are going to happen. Opportunities are going to knock and you're going to have the ability to open that door and say, you know what, this is going to be powerful for me. But moving into the rental business enabled myself, my wife at the time, we had a newborn baby. It allowed us to work these businesses full time. And I made a promise that when my son turned 6 months old, or when he became a year old, that I would, it was a year old because my last day at the radio was in March. that I would no longer be on the radio and I would devote my time to my business full time, because at that time it would be supported. So with that being said, if I had not sat down and listened, we would not have been in the event business. Now, we built that business, the event business, from 2001 all the way to 2019. And it got time for us. And this is the other part of the message that I wanted to lay out today is, you know, I started to lose the passion for that business. It was no longer fun for me. It was no longer something that I really was excited about. And so I really started to think, do I want to continue being in this business? Because I will be honest with you, when I first started, I had a great time. I was making great money, but I also had fun, you know, and that made it so much better. But it got to the point to where I lost that fire in my belly. And so I felt that it started to affect the outcome of what our service was. You know, my wife was very involved in the company. And we were very family oriented. We had a great staff and everybody was great, but I just wasn't excited about the business anymore. The only reason why I kept that business going as long as I did towards the end was because I had a great staff. We wanted to take care of them. But, you know, when you start losing that fire, you also want to be able to take a little inventory of yourself and say, you know what, I might want to do this business justice. And you either find a way for someone to come in and take over the company, maybe find somebody in your secondary management that wants to take over and you become an absentee owner, or better yet, you may just want to sell your company. And that's what we ended up doing in beginning of 2019, was we got out of the business because I was getting into some other things and everything else, which we could talk about that. Because one of the other topics I want to talk about moving in the future is partnerships and understanding the power of having a partnership that is positive. Okay. So that's really my message for today. I want to encourage you to, you know, message me, comment, let me know what kind of stuff you want to hear. Again, I don't have all the answers, but I know a lot of people in the business world, and we've got a lot of great guests coming up. Again, we're here to educate you. We're here to support you. We've got your back as an entrepreneur. Don't forget to check us out at certifiablyunemployable.com. We've got our merchandise out. We appreciate all of your support. And like, love, share, subscribe. And until next time.
You've been listening to Certifiably Unemployable. Ready to fire the boss yet? You're on your way. Sean has been self-employed for over 20 years. So if that's something that you want to do, something you've been dreaming about for years, Sean has all the knowledge, good, bad, and indifferent. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook and Instagram at Certifiably Unemployable. Find us on YouTube and at www.certifiablyunemployable.com. Till next time, this is Certifiably Unemployable, signing off.